Hello, friends. This is Neil King, and I would like to share with you some ideas, thoughts, and suggestions to help you cope and accept your life with diabetes. Some of you listening may already understand and pass through some of the stages of learning about the illness. Some of you may have just discovered this news from your healthcare provider and are still in some form of denial, which is okay. Eventually, you will pass through the stages of denial to acceptance. The sooner the better, as in some cases, a prolonged acceptance can mean serious damage that could have been prevented. Some of you listening may be in or experience some form of depression as well. Whatever your case may be, whatever point of your life you're in right now, this is the most important point. It is your turning point of creating a positive mindset in your life. Diabetes is not your life. It is a part of your life. When you create adherence to taking care of yourself, even though now, realistically, there may be more steps, you get your life back. It is generally in the initial overwhelmed state of learning about diabetes that this overwhelmed feeling can impede your additional new lifestyle needs. Things you now need to do: watch your meals, exercise, manage stress, monitor glucose, etc. Now you know you can do these things. Your new necessities of living. You can do them with the resentful attitude that is seasoned with fear, disgust, and self-pity. Or you can get the job done equally as good with a favorable disposition. This is where your control begins. It begins in your attitude. And your attitude will directly impact your compliance, which will directly affect your health. Your health is yours to do with what you wish. There are many amongst us that do not have diabetes and still choose not to live healthfully. Is there much of a philosophical difference between the semi-compliant person with diabetes and a purposeful smoker? Or a so-called workaholic that allows stress to invade his body and health? Each has a choice to improve their quality of life. So let's start to get behind the emotion so you can make living with diabetes an accepted lifestyle and stack the deck in your favor. There is growing evidence that diabetes can be positively influenced with eating right, exercise, and stress management. Now let's go from non-compliance to self-motivating adherence and winning with diabetes. Be part of the many tens of thousands of successful athletes, world leaders, actors, and the all-important majority, Mr. and Mrs. Joe Average. By the way, you are already a success in affecting change. You see, when you decided to listen to this program, you started. Because deciding takes a mind. A mind has choices, and your mind is choosing success. All the information you need to maintain a healthy life can be found by listening to your healthcare provider. He or she has information on winning with diabetes specific to you. Granted, you may not have a provider that takes the time to research your personal challenges and therefore gives you the basic parameters, the do's and don'ts, and sends you on your way to swim in a river of confusing, angry, overwhelmed thoughts. Some of you may need adjustments to lifestyles, others pills to go with that, and others may need insulin as well. The frequency and doses vary. However, as you become more self-motivated to manage your life, your adherence will become second nature. What I intend for you to do on this motivational program is to help you go from being a victim of your illness to controlling your wellness. Do you see the difference in attitude when you simply reframe your thinking? Do you feel how the locus of control shifts from external to internal influence? Say that with me now, out loud. I am not a victim of my illness. I control my wellness. Again, I am not a victim of my illness. I control my wellness. Feel it, my friends. Your attitude. Your thoughts control everything. It is your choice. Have diabetes and be miserable and helpless, or have diabetes and let it make you stronger. That's right, make you stronger. Some of the people I have interviewed tell the story of how being diagnosed with diabetes saved their life. If your life is so busy, well, now you have to slow down and make time for yourself to exercise. So diabetes forced you to focus on health, something you needed to do anyway. If your life is so hectic and stressful, well, now you have to make time for mental vacations. That's right, diabetes forced you to slow down and relax. Managing stress manages diabetes. According to research, experiencing stress is associated with the release of hormones that lead to energy mobilization, known as the fight or flight response. During this energy mobilization, glucose is transported into the bloodstream, and these elevated glucose levels are a health threat for people with diabetes. You see how you think about diabetes will control how you live with diabetes. You can think of diabetes as overwhelming and limiting, or you can think of diabetes as manageable yet constant distraction. Guess what? Either way, you will be right. Your thoughts determine your attitude, and diabetes will seem like an unbearable illness if you let stinking thinking take over. I will do my best to get your mind from self-imposed limitation to spontaneous adherence. This is not a program for healthcare providers. Their job is to tell you what to do. This is where the whole compliance gets screwy. You are told to do a variety of new, difficult, overbearing, this makes no sense in my real life stuff. Yes, at first it seems like a bunch of stuff. Heavy sounding, no can do stuff. But doc, what do you mean diabetes and diets and exercise and glucose? And am I going to be like my uncle that lost his foot? But I have kids and work 12 hours a day. I can't do that all in the next month. I can't lose weight now. Doc, slow down. Doc, just slow down. It's too much stuff. Now, let's face it. You may go the route of natural coping that takes you on the road from denial to rebellion to bargaining to acceptance. But you may feel justifiably lonely on this route. Just too much stuff at first. That is fine, okay, normal, expected. Yes, it is all part of the psychosocial aspects of having diabetes. The psychosocial aspects of diabetes are very complex, yet play an important role in the self-management of diabetes. Patient support, and more importantly, self-support of the patient, are required to achieve therapeutic value. A pamphlet may not help you cope. You need winning skills now more than ever. You need to build a winning attitude, a can-do attitude, a mind over pancreas attitude, and I'm going to control the parts of my life I can control attitude. My friends, understand now where you are with diabetes. Examine your belief system as it relates to the information you gathered about diabetes. You will form opinions on a disease that may or may not be congruent to your healthcare provider's information and opinions, at least not at first. Your risk for getting worse or for developing a specific complication will be weighed against your current beliefs as to whether or not that information represents a serious problem for you. You will also question if treatment is even valid and do the advantages outweigh the costs. However, there is something that many physicians or educators overlook, even in the patient that is open to treatment and has a positive attitude. And that is, where is the control? Is it internal or external? External control is when the doctor is responsible for the treatment. Internal control means that the patient manages his or her own treatment. Your provider should empower you to control yourself. If he or she tells you to do this and do that and this and do it this time twice and this time once and before bed and after party and of course exercise and meditate every day, please, thank you, see you next month. Next, if you do all that your doctor wants, you are considered compliant. It is not easy to attempt compliance to your doctor's demands, especially when no one even asked you about your day-to-day life. or real schedule, or the fact that Aunt Harriet just moved in to help with your ailing parent who also moved in 6 months ago. You get the point? It is expected that you comply. If you don't, it's your fault. You're getting sicker and relapsed. What you want is natural adherence. That differs because you are doing all you need to do because you want to. And because you want to, you and you alone make it fit into your schedule. You take the family into consideration and make time for nutritional conditioning, moving for life, and goodbye stress mess. In other words, because the benefits of compliance is internalized and naturally adhered to, you will eat right, exercise, and manage stress. When simplified and under your rules, diabetes is seeming more manageable, isn't it? Okay, you have the power. Let's start to get your mind on board for handling your wellness. In order to do this, we probably need to delve a bit under the surface and discover if there is anything that may be holding you back from achieving adherence. There are some common barriers to beginning to resolve how you will go forward and enjoy life with diabetes. One may be anger. When you get so angry about having the disease that this is where all your attention is focused, so naturally you fail to attend to steps of adherence. You're just not ready yet. With this anger, you may tend to mix blame and resentment. Another barrier for some is the belief that emotions are separate from the solution and they do not allow themselves to feel. This may sometimes prolong the denial process of admitting that you have diabetes. They will avoid expressing hurt, anger, or depression and let it fester until these emotions get in the way of sustained adherence. And of course, some may feel so tense and stressed out at the news that they cope by coming to a standstill and do nothing, sort of freeze themselves for a while. Now, after you go through some of these emotions, you will have to come to the realization that life must change for you now. There is no sugarcoating the truth, so to speak. You will need to make adjustments, but they are very attainable, doable, bite-sized adjustments. Your job is to make them a natural and spontaneous part of your life. You are going to need to face the facts that some of your habits are no longer acceptable and in fact may be limiting your life. It may be helpful to recognize some of the thinking that tends to prolong necessary change. Aside from the unhealthy behavior patterns, there can be feelings of guilt that are connected to this. Guilt that you let down your supports or family. You may have rationalized some overtly destructive habits to yourself. Little excuses that lessen the impact of self-deception, but nonetheless perpetuate the illness. And, of course, if you cannot get into a proper eating and fitness regimen, or fail to follow up with self-care, you may be adding to feeling a lack of self-worth. So it's going to make sense to you to use your most important tool you already possess. The control center for all your feelings, attitudes, and beliefs about living with diabetes. That's right, your mind. Your powerful mind will allow you to focus on the complete acceptance of and the can-dos of diabetes. All the evidence is in. The more positive your mindset is on winning with diabetes, on taking care of yourself, the more natural and spontaneous the healthy responses to diabetes will become. Dominant thought wins, and together I will help you make health your natural, spontaneous thought. For many of you listening, having excessive weight is a major contributor to the damage of diabetes. The great news is that you can and will lose weight. It is totally under your control. I recommend my weight loss series to help you lose weight successfully. In the habit reprogramming portion of Diabetes in My Life, we will begin to regain control of one's destructive patterns that contribute to a limiting life. It will feel great when your mind is focused on health and you make the decisions, not the food or the time of day or the situation, but you. That's real power. Studies have shown that quality of life in adults with diabetes is positively affected by increased physical activity and adequate social support. You will be exposed to, and through repetition, internalize a positive-only approach to manage diabetes and enjoy life to the fullest. You will feel compelled to eat healthfully, exercise, and be on the lookout for stress, tension, and anxiety that's trying to invade your body. Your motivation to manage diabetes and enjoy life will increase naturally as you begin to view challenges as opportunities to grow, to learn. The reason we will focus on nutrition, exercise, and stress management is that all the research points to increased adherence and quality of life when these three factors are properly incorporated into the life of a person with diabetes. If you think of diabetes as suffering with a pancreas that went astray, you give all your power to an area of your body you can't see and may find difficult controlling. However, when you focus on nutrition, exercise, and stress management, all areas that you can create complete mastery over, that you know leads to a diabetes condition that is well under your control, that is power. Take the power that diabetes forced you to take. Become stronger from the illness, despite the illness. Merge stubborn determination to adhere to a wholesome lifestyle with the unwavering belief that diabetes has no hold on me. In fact, you just allowed it to steer you quicker onto the path of desired health. Too often, the psychosocial aspects of being diagnosed with and living with diabetes are overlooked. Yet people with diabetes are troubled more by the emotional components associated with the illness than with its chemical components. Although we just mentioned some, they deserve repeating and defining. Since you are the newly appointed CEO of Self-Care, it is essential that you be in excellent emotional health so that you can deliver that care. The tools you need, as much as insulin, pills, food, and exercise, are coping and winning skills. We need to take them out of the shed and sharpen them up a bit. For some of you, well, you may have to get a big, upbeat, positive workout of the common sense muscle just to wake it up a bit. Well, that's because you may be a downer of a person from the get-go, and diabetes is another weight on your heavy chain of despair. For you, well, listen extra hard and know that diabetes just might be the kick in the butt you needed to clean up your act and start enjoying life. That's right. If you were making choices in your life that simply were not working, that lead to a place on your journey through time that you are just not pleased with, perhaps you smoke too much, or are not happy with your weight or relationships and so on, well, now you are forced to think about yourself. And there is no one more important on this earth, is there? So if your life is rosy and fine, or in a state of disarray, think of diabetes as your permission to get busy focusing on numero uno, the greatest person that you know that ever deserved a healthy life, you. You can't hang up on diabetes if you get angry or divorce it. You can't move out of town and hide from it. You can't fire it or give it the silent treatment. No vacations. It's all day, every day. And even if you are diligent, things can still get wacky. That's right. There are no guarantees. If you find yourself slipping into a major depression or anxiety disorder or other serious psychological problems, get professional help quickly. These disorders tend to make controlling diabetes considerably more difficult. Let's talk about depression, anger, and denial. Numerous articles and books speak about depression and diabetes. Yes, this makes sense. You are told you have diabetes. Your mind conjures up blame, shame, and other emotions that add to feelings of low self-esteem. Hey, this is okay at first. You just got some sad news. Don't sugarcoat the sugar, so to speak. Yes, I know it is the second time I said that, so now is a good time to introduce a mini motivator that will help you internalize the belief that anger, frustration, and stress leads to increased glucose and are harmful, yet under your control. The acronym SUGAR, S-U-G-A-R, will now mean start understanding glucose and relax. sugar. Okay, now back to your emotions. Feel the feelings. Explore and listen to the pain. Pain, emotional or physical, is there to give you a message. One sure way to continue to have pain in your life is to ignore it. It is when these feelings go unchallenged, allowed to linger and then get comfortable in your mind, watch out. All of a sudden, the ignored normal reaction of depression invites friends to visit and have a full-blown pity party. All the downers will be there. Agitation, fatigue, lack of interest, Mr. and Mrs. Worthless and their kids, shame and blame. Please, my friends, address the pain and put a curfew on this negative gathering. Your initial reaction may be sadness, denial, or a combination. Remember, Neil King says, if you're feeling, you're dealing. You probably remember going through an initial semi-paralyzing state of disorganization when first told of diabetes. When the smoke clears, you have to deal. The problem becomes when you allow the smoke to darken into a cloud of denial that lingers too long. People in this category avoid compliance and prolong dealing with their diabetes. Obvious are the complications of denial. Many feel isolated because they're not ready to tackle the daily numbers game, or feel that others have such an easy handle on all this stuff and it makes them feel incompetent. Not wanting to make time for yourself because others need more attention in the family, this too can lead to denial. The danger of diabetes is that denial of illness equals denial of care. If you are listening now, you have hopefully admitted that you have diabetes. And when you have, you may have felt a sense of grief, mourning a part of your life that is just not the same anymore. Go through the process if you need to. But know that others have gone through the same thing. You are not alone. The most powerful tool you possess, that those who successfully deal with diabetes will tell you, is the main tool in their toolbox. The one thing you are born with full control over, your mind. I will help you use your thoughts and stack the deck in your favor. About getting angry. Yes, of course you are angry. It makes sense because you're feeling that diabetes just imposed some limitations to your daily life. You feel you can no longer eat what you want to eat, when you want. You may not be getting the support you hope for. And despite best attempts to manage your blood sugar, you're angry because it's just not working. And the flip side of all this, of course, fear of the unknown. This fear territory is a blank canvas for the brushes of anger and denial to paint pictures of gloom and despair and pity. And this contributes to anxiety about possible implications of the illness on your future. On top of all this, the hormones used to get angry can trigger blood sugar complications in seconds. Okay, now is a good time to remind you why you're listening to this program. All of these emotions take root in the garden of your thoughts. You can water them with the perspective of gloom and despair, or water them with the perspective of positive confidence. Either way, they will blossom anger, frustration, denial, stress. It is your perception that will allow you to successfully cope with these very real thoughts growing in your mind. You see, my friend, the research is in. Your thoughts control everything. Your body relies on your mind to make healthy decisions. Your body relies on your mind to make healthy decisions. And on this program, I will provide you with powerful relaxation, motivation, and simple daily techniques to address the three things proven you can do to improve your life with diabetes: nutrition, exercise, and stress management. These three components have a profound effect on reducing your medications and increasing your overall well-being. Diabetes or no diabetes, controlling health was always your choice. We will look at shifting control back into your hands, or in this case, your mind.